average boy. Shoes untied and his ears slicked back, taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to season one of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob Smiley, also known as Average Boy. I've written books and told jokes all over the world. Well, by world, I mean my town and the three places my family vacation. But I've never done a podcast before. I'm so super excited. I've tried to do podcasts, but Billy is really the only one that I know that does podcasts, and he keeps the door locked whenever he's doing his. So this is my very first one.
You know, don't worry, Bob. You'll be great. We just need to come up with an idea for this first podcast.
I was thinking about that, riding my bike over to the place I was going to record, and I've listened to a lot of podcasts, mostly whenever I'm in when I'm just sitting somewhere in school, and they're always talking about huge topics. Every podcast is like these big topics that you can't not listen to, so I thought we'd start off big, and I can't think of anything bigger than God's Great Big World.
Wow, that's a big topic. You know, on future podcasts, why don't we let's talk about, I don't know, reading God's word, dealing with technology, why it's good to go to church.
How about how to get skunk smell out of a backpack? I think that's very important.
We can also talk about how we can serve others, how to handle peer pressure, you know, and lots of other stuff. Plus, we'll be laughing a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, you know, even for a fun guy like me.
What? You're a mushroom? See? You know, I'm funny too.
What? You know what? For these podcasts, maybe I should do the jokes from now on?
Well, you know, that's not my best stuff. I've got another joke. What should you do if you fall off your bike?
If you fall off your bike? I don't know.
Recycle. See, I told you I was funny.
I do agree with something you said earlier. That's not your best stuff. But recycling is an interesting topic. When I first learned about recycling, I got super excited because I thought it meant that I would get a new bike. Mm. Later, I found out that recycling is turning in old paper and plastic so that new stuff can be made, which still actually got me excited because I thought that maybe you could like send stuff in and then have it turned in. I found out you can't have it turned into things that you asked for. Mm. I actually, the first time I did it, I took some old homework papers to get recycled because I definitely wanted my graded homework papers gone. And then I asked them to make me a flamethrower with it.
Oh, wow. Did it work?
No, not at all. And they wouldn't even let me be on their podcast. Recycling is a weird word. Like sometimes words can be so tricky. Like another example is the word squash. Like the first time I heard squash, I asked my mom for a ton of it. Like just pile it on the plate because I thought I got to mash it around and play with it. And I was halfway through creating this awesome squash castle when mom told me I had to eat the squash. Eat it. I hadn't even washed my hands. Like I probably shouldn't admit that part. But I was so excited. And then all of a sudden, I think squash should be called squash and eat if you have to eat it. And, you know, that would have saved me about 2 hours at the dinner table, not to mention all the constant gagging.
Well, great story. But what does that have to do with recycling?
Nothing. But I remember the first item I ever like wanted to get recycled. I used to have this slime Kano. It was like a plastic slime Kano kit that shot out real slime. It was so awesome. It looked like a volcano and launched slime 9 feet high in the air, which is really cool unless you have an 8-foot ceiling. I only got to use my slime Kano once before my dad accidentally stepped on it. And actually, stepped on it isn't really the best phrase to use. He accidentally jumped on it 7 times, and it quit working. So I sent my slime Kano kit with a note to the recyclers and said, please turn this into a water balloon launcher. Again, I didn't know you couldn't request stuff. After 4 weeks, I called the company and asked how my balloon launcher was coming. Turns out they recycled the paper I wrote the note on along with my slime Kano.
Well, you know, that just goes to show you there's a lot to learn with this recycling business.
Yeah, but one thing I know for sure is that recycling does help save the planet that God created for us. You know, when we recycle, it keeps our planet from being overrun with trash, which is a great thing. Because did you know this? We produce about 90,000 pounds of trash each week.
Wow.
Each week, yeah. And I do want to be honest. By we, I mean just my brother and I. And that trash has to go somewhere, and only half of it fits under my bed. So recycling helps us reuse the trash that we don't want.
You know, but there's more to taking care of God's world than just recycling. God wants us to care for the animals and the environment, too. You know, in fact, Proverbs 12:10 says, "Those who do what is right take good care of their animals."
Oh, I totally agree. Like, I love taking care of animals. I know my cat appreciates it when I give it a bath in the creek behind my house. He does this really cute thing where he hisses, like, just to let me know he's enjoying it. And anyway, I just love going outside in God's creation. That's why I joined baseball.
I think you're jumping topics again, Bob.
Okay, can we just go with it? Because my brain has already moved on.
Okay.
Now, if any of our listeners are thinking about playing baseball, I've got some great tips. See, podcasts are supposed to have really good tips, and so here's some. If you're going to play baseball, one, don't wear your dad's golf shoes with the metal spikes. Number two, if you forget to follow tip number one, do not slide into home plate, okay? Especially if your coach is standing there. It will not end well. And, you know, except for forgetting to follow my own tips when I started playing, I hadn't even made up the tips yet. So I don't think it's really my fault. But I knew I was going to be a great baseball player. After 4 days of practice with our new coach, the other one had to leave after the home plate incident. But our new coach, he assigned positions for our first game. I was left fielder. And I knew right where to go because I'm a really good kickball player and I always get put in left field. So I grabbed my glove and my binoculars and I headed out to my position. You're not going to believe what happened. Within 10 minutes, I made one of the greatest plays ever. I caught a frog.
Wow.
I just scooped him up with my glove. I also found a grasshopper and put him in my glove also, but I forgot that frogs eat bugs. So that didn't turn out so well for the grasshopper, but the frog seemed super happy. I also showed a lot of team spirit, and I did this thing called chatter where you yell things at the batter. I was like, "Hey, batter, 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 swing! Ha ha, you missed." It was so much fun. And my coach even complimented me on my chatter. He did give me one tip, though. He said, "Why don't you wait and say those things like when the other team is batting?" But that totally didn't make sense, because if I waited till the other team was batting, they wouldn't be able to hear me from way out in left field where my coach told me to stand.
You know, you are an encourager, Bob. And so how did your team do?
That's a good question. I don't know all the terms. I don't know if I'm going to get these facts right. But in our first game, we were up by 1 point late in the sixth quarter with 14 outs. And the other team had two runners standing on those little pillow things. Mm-hmm. And their batter hit a ball way out into left field, which is where I was. And so I ran over to it just like I'd learned in practice. I held my glove up and I opened it really wide. And everyone in the stands were cheering. Oh, it would have been made a great movie. But that's whenever I remembered that the frog was still in my glove. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. A normal kid would panic here, but I'm not normal. I'm average boy. So I quickly knew what to do. I closed my glove and I spun around and I let the ball hit me in the back. Everyone went, oh, I guess they were concerned about my safety. But I turned back to the crowd and I held up the amphibian and I was like, the frog is okay. It was so later. I found out that some people actually wanted me to catch the ball. Priorities. I mean, sometimes they're not intact. But anyway, my dad encouraged me. He was like, good job saving the frog. I know God appreciates you saving one of his creatures. He said, I bet your new team will think that you did the right thing, too. I actually got traded to another team.
Well, yeah, they were probably scouting you, and they saw the frog-saving maneuver there. That's pretty impressive. It's really a great story. And, you know, with all your recycling and protecting God's creatures, you're definitely a great steward of God's creation.
Okay, I don't know what Stuart has to do with this, but speaking of great, we received a great question from one of our Average Boy fans that I think would help everybody. Is it okay to read it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Leanne wrote in and asked, how old were you when you got saved? I was 3. I'm 14 now. Well, Leanne, first of all, thanks for writing in. I was 6. It was at Vacation Bible School, which at first I didn't want to go to Vacation Bible School because it had the word school in it. Plus, I didn't want a vacation from the Bible. I just started reading it. It was really good. But then I found out VBS is really fun. They answered all my questions I had about God and Jesus and how to get Kool-Aid stains out of the carpet. They spent a lot of time on that one. Now I'm older and I actually get to help out at church VBS. This year we're doing a story where Jesus calms the storm. Guess what I play?
Jesus?
I play the storm.
Storm.
I actually get to play the storm. It's so much fun. My job is to make thunder sounds and all these effects and dump water on Billy until Glasses McQueen says, peace be still. That's his line. Peace be still. And then I have to be quiet for the rest of the skit. Mom said that we should rehearse at home a lot, but she always skips ahead to the peace be still part where I have to be quiet the rest of the time. So I've got that part down, but I think I need more practice on the other ones.
Well, you know, practice makes perfect. And, you know, I love that you and Leanne accepted Christ at a young age. You know, I was a teenager when I prayed to receive the gift of God's forgiveness. And, you know, following Jesus has made such a huge difference in my life. Making that decision to give your life to God is the most important one that anyone can make. And you guys have been following that path for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm still following that path. Like, I am still wanting to learn more about God and what it means to be a Christian. You know, sometimes bold and loudly, and sometimes just quiet, just by leading through example.
You know, I've not really seen your quiet side, Bob, but I'm on that path, too, to follow God. There's always more to learn and ways that we can grow to be more like Jesus, like taking care of the things that God gives us. You know, not only has God given us this world to live in, but He blesses us with talents that we can use to serve Him. And He gives us toys and other possessions that we can take care of, too.
Jesse, oh, hold on. It stopped raining, so I want to go outside. Is that cool? That's cool, right?
Yeah, so, sure.
Okay, cool. So that's all for today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Thanks for joining us. If you like the podcast, be sure to tell your family and friends about it. You can even send them a link. And if you have any questions for us about your faith, call us at 1-888-465-6595 and leave us a message. Please make sure to get your parents' permission before you call. We may use your question and your voice on a future podcast.
And if you didn't like the podcast, please keep listening anyway. We'll get better at this. After all, it's our first one, and, you know, I didn't want to talk the entire time.
Right. But the Adventures of Average Boy stories have appeared in Clubhouse Magazine for more than 15 years, and they've all been written by comedian Bob Smiley.
And that's me. That's me. And I've also written two Average Boy books that will help you grow closer to God. I'm super proud of that. Plus, there's jokes in there, but way better than the ones you heard on this first podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. All right. Well, you can sign up for Clubhouse Magazine and buy Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2, at averageboy.org. That website again is averageboy.org. And always remember, don't be average.
Be super average. He's